Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this.
Parsha Spa'alosra is a Parsha you learn through, and you're like, I knew that, but I didn't know it was all in this Parsha. Or maybe that's just me. The Parsha starts off with Aaron being commanded to light the menorah daily, which he does. Then the Levium are inaugurated into their avodah. We learn about Pesach Sheni from people who said, hey, we don't want to miss out on a mitzvah. Next, it's a process of journeying through the desert where they camped, trumpets created to instruct people when to pack up, gather, when they went into battle, and when they gave certain kavanos. Next up, there's an opportunity to blow the trumpets, because nearly a year after Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael are given instructions to pack up and move. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Yisro to join Klal Yisrael in the journey to Eretz Yisrael. Once they're on their move, Bnei Yisrael start complaining about the food. Yeah, they want meat. And they get meat, the slav. And those who eat it died in a makkah. So yeah, not all requests granted after kvetching work out. Tell that to my kids. Moshe appointed 70 Zekanim, Eldad and Medad, say Nevuah. Then Miriam says Lashon Hara about Moshe and gets to Ras for a week. And that's Parshas Baloscha. Let's move on to a short vart from the Malbim that I heard in a shiur by Rebbetzin Ruthie Halberstadt. The Malbim goes way back to Briyas Olam, to when Hashem created everything, and it says, Vayhi Kein, after, and it was so. Except for light. When Hashem created light, it says, Vayhi Ar. Why? Sources say that the light described and the light, the aura that we received in this world, are two different things. The light of creation is penetrative, clarifying, understanding light. This light is called Ar Haganas, and it was hidden away. Hashem withheld this light for tzaddikim, l'asid lavo. Side note, when women wave their hands 3 times before it's sinning lecht, it's to bring back the Ar Haganas, the original light. The Ar that you can see, light, is what was given to the world at creation. And think about it, light is so often used in the language of understanding. I see, it's clear, the word insight. So now we're going to get back to this week's Parsha, where it says, Vayas Kein Aaron, and Aaron did so, referring to lighting the menorah. The Malbim says the Vayas Kein is going back onto the original missing Vayhi Kein of Briyas Olam. Aaron brought it back. He brought it back because he did exactly as Hashem intended. He brought light into the world with newness and vibrancy and the intention of the first purpose. Going back to the idea that Hashem put away the Ar Haganas for Tzadikim L'Asid Lavo, you can read it a little differently. Hashem put it away for Tzadikim, comma, L'Asid Lavo. Tzadikim on this earth can access the original, all-seeing, penetrative light. Kind of mind-blowing, no? Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.